Well, this is the first week of Community Voices on NPR Illinois, and I'm thrilled to get to co-host this with my colleague, Bea Bonner. And Bea has been at the station for a couple of years. How long have you been working at NPR Illinois, Bea?
I started off as a student worker in 2017, and then in 2018, I started full-time. So it's been about maybe 2.5, almost 3 years now that I've been with the station.
Okay, that's great. So as a listener, people can tell how things were getting better as soon as Bea joined us. That was nice to have. And she has been great. She's been working in the development area prior to this, but now Bea is the point person on the Community Voices project. And we're going to talk to her a little bit today to learn some more about her and just to get some ideas of what she's up to. Now, Bea, tell us just the basic, a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So originally I'm from the south side of Chicago. Then I came to Springfield in 2014 to do my undergrad work in communication. Around that time, I was working on Stars Lounge when it was on campus, but it's gone now. So around that time, I was just looking for, you know, things to do. And in high school, I was part of a program called After School Matters. And so that's something that Maggie Daly had started. And they're just different programs for teenagers and young adults to get involved in the community in different ways. So one of those programs was a radio training program. So I attended that one summer and I almost didn't make it because they told me I was just so nervous. So I came back that next summer and just really improved. And then from there, I was asked to co-host a Teen Talk Radio Theater every Monday. So I started getting radio experience there. And that's when I realized, wow, I really like this. And so when I came to college and decided I wanted to do something in communication, at first I thought it would be television. But, you know, I just started slowly realizing that I think I'm much better when people can't see me. I mean, I'm not really sure I could still do it, but I just really liked the idea of coming back to radio and doing something I really loved. So that's when I saw a job posting for a student worker position at NPR Illinois. And I had heard of NPR in high school, but I never really took the time to really get to know what it was. So I did my research, I talked to some other people, and then, you know, the rest is history and I'm here now.
It's great, much to our benefit. And so you found yourself coming down to Springfield because of UIS?
So when I was in high school, I went to a selective enrollment school in high school. So people have to test in those schools. And so there were so many different school systems in Chicago, and they all kind of try to point you in different directions when it comes to furthering your education. But my school was really big on us going to college and going for those higher degrees. And so at first, I really wanted to go to SIUE because all my friends were going there. And then I kind of had a talk with my parents and I had to realize, you know, I have to go where it's going to be best for me. So we came down here to UIS to visit, and I had some friends from high school that were attending here. And first, my dad was sold on the school because they gave us a really good lasagna dinner. And I don't know who was making the lasagna at the time, but it was really good. So we just saw like the different programs, and the staff just made us really feel welcome. And I like the small environment. So yeah, that's why I decided to come to UIS.
And you must have liked it because not only did you get your bachelor's, but you continued, right?
Yeah, so I decided to apply to grad school. Now, when I said when I graduated with my bachelor's that I wasn't going to go back to school. I was done. I was tired. But I started realizing that UIS is a good place to be when you're kind of just figuring out what you want to do in life. And I was still in a spot to where I wasn't quite sure. And then when I started working full time for NPR Illinois, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get it done now. So I was able to, you know, get my master's here. I knew the staff really well. And I think we all worked really well together and I was able to learn a lot.
That's excellent. One of the segments people, listeners, will be hearing us do over, let's hope not too many months, will be, how are you coping with coronavirus? How about you?
When I first heard about like the whole coronavirus COVID thing going on, I was just getting off of a cruise from the Bahamas. So it was like the day, cause we went during New Year's. So it was right into the New Year. So the day we got off the boat, I started getting all these alerts to my phone that COVID may have been here longer than we thought. And I'm like, okay, this is a joke. So then in March, when they sent everybody home during spring break and everything, I was like, okay, this is new. And then I ended up working from home for a month, but I went back to Chicago to be with my family. So that, I think that really helped me and kept my spirits up, because that was the longest time I spent with my parents in the last few years. So, you know, I was just grateful to be able to be around the house. We love to watch a lot of Marvel and Disney movies. So superheroes are my parents' things, and it kind of, you know, got on me. So just taking walks around our neighborhood, being in that environment, it made me really calm. And then when I came back to Springfield, just being able to, you know, be by myself in my own space and, you know, the Zooms, checking in with friends. But that time really in Chicago at home with my parents really helped me cope with everything that's going on. And then I started doing some new hobbies. I'm into cartoon and voice work. So I started doing things there too. So really just kind of building my skills and building myself up.
We're going to be able to hear you on a cartoon sometime soon?
Well, maybe. I actually have an idea for a cartoon. So I'm hoping in the next few months to kind of script that out and get somebody to do some art for me and then kind of go from there, because that's something I really want to do.
That's excellent. You're talking about how you coped with coronavirus by being up in this Chicago and seeing your family. How are you doing it day to day here in Springfield? How do you keep your sanity?
So in Springfield, now that everybody's kind of back in school, most of my friends are here now. So I get to see them a little bit more, of course, socially distanced. I'm not crazy, but we get to do a little bit more. And then just talking to people through Zoom, video call. And now I find that I have time, now that I've graduated, to actually get into a couple of TV shows and everything. So I don't know, I'm a nerd. And one thing I think that really makes me happy is when I can get on YouTube and I watch videos about Disney history and about, you know, the Disney parks, even though I've never been, and that was supposed to be my trip for next year, but COVID. And then I'm into a lot of Netflix shows now. So right now I'm watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., even though the series just ended, I just started watching it. So I think doing things for myself really has kept me sane in Springfield, because I'm usually such a go, 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 get it done person, but really focusing on myself has helped me.
That's excellent. So what do you think we can do, NPR Illinois, Community Voices, to help the community recover?
Yeah, I think one thing about news and about media that people don't know is it is our job to get out, you know, what's going on in the world. And it is our job to keep people informed and aware. But I think sometimes a lot of people forget that we're also here to entertain and kind of make sure you're staying safe and to make sure you're staying, you know, healthy and mentally happy. So I think with Community Voices, it gives us the opportunity to really just stop and see what people are doing, because a lot of people are doing things still in Springfield. There's still a lot of good things going on. And so oftentimes we don't get to hear about it. So Community Voices will just be the opportunity to say, hey, I don't know you, but I kind of want to hear what you're doing. And, you know, other people may get involved in it, you know, so you never know. The door is wide open.
Okay. You told us a little bit about animation. Is that your big passion, or do you have a couple other passions you'd like to share with us?
One thing I always used to do was a lot of theater, and it was mostly musical theater. In high school, I sung in the choir. I always had a music class. And then I actually student taught a music class my senior year. So I would go into the lower choir levels and student teach with the director. That was really helpful for me as somebody that, you know, was really into music. In college, I did a lot of things with a UIS theater. So I was able to be in a few shows. I haven't been able to really get into theater lately just because I've been so busy with my degree, but definitely singing and music. I'm also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So I am a charter member of the chapter here in UIS. And it is a Black Greek letter organization. And that's something that's really important to me just because of the history and the community service and the sisterhood that we're able to do. And a lot of people don't know about that. That's something that's really important to me too.
Can you talk a little bit more about the service and sisterhood that you feel people don't recognize?
Yeah, so Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated is one of the Divine Nine organizations, and those are basically Black Greek letter organizations. We were founded at Howard University in 1920. We do a lot of community service, and that's something that we really stand on. So we have involvement with March of Dimes. We have an initiative called Stork's Nest, which is basically helping mothers get the tools they need to be able to take care of their children. One thing that we like to do is go to the Ronald McDonald House and kind of help out there. So I've been there to serve food, to talk to families and different things like that. We do things for domestic violence, just bringing awareness to that. So we do many different things. It's just not one service opportunity on campus. We participate in the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service and just different things like that. And then a lot of the different chapters around the state even get together to have days of service and things like that. So it's an opportunity just for us to give back to the community and make people aware of different things they may not know are going on.
That's great. So is there a person that you know of, and knowing that you're working on this project, there's probably several, that you know that's working to make life better?
Yeah, I've been talking to a few people just throughout the summer about things that they're doing. I actually got to interview somebody that's in my sorority actually last week. Her name is Sherelle Wilson, and she has her own product and homemade soap line right now. And so one of the initiatives she's doing with that is to increase mental health awareness and to help start making everybody feel more comfortable during this time. She's using ingredients such as essential oils that have been shown to help boost, you know, happiness, to help eliminate feelings of depression and that sort of thing. So I really, you know, like that idea because a lot of people want to use more natural remedies to, you know, boost their happiness and things like that. So that's one thing.
Excellent. You are going to turn the tables on me on this at some point, but I wanted to just double check because I think one of the things we want to ask most people is that do they have an important event or something coming up? And I think for a lot of folks, that's been tough because events have been really hard to execute. And when we talk to people in the arts community and different things, so many of the things they put together, musicians, et cetera, they just can't get out and do right now. Do you know of any key event coming up that you want to let people know about? Or
I can't think of anything specific. I know UIS Theater has their upcoming production coming up, and I think they're going to have different ways where you can view it safely, but I'll have to get more information on that. So,
yeah, I think I heard they're going to videotape a lot of it, maybe present it that way to the public. So yeah, it'll be great to hear in a future Community Voices how they're going to handle that. That'd be great. Anything else we should find out about Be Bonner that we have not?
I think that's about it. I'm a real fun person, so I'm excited to be able to tackle this Community Voices project from, you know, a new perspective. So I'm just excited to be able to talk to the public and hopefully bring some joy and some light to the situation we're in right now.
Excellent, B. Well, I'm so happy to be working with you on this. Thank you for being enthusiastic about it. And we'll have more interviews with people from all over the community coming up. If you think there's somebody we should talk to, please contact us at NPR Illinois, and we appreciate that. This has been one of our first interviews with B. Bonner, who is the key person on Community Voices. Thanks, Bea.
Thank you.